streets don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your hosts, Boyd and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back. I gotta do right before they
call me home. Good evening and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back show. Today's July 18th, 2012. I'm your host, Lucinda, with my co-host, Boyd. And our topic is, as always, the Streets Don't Love You Back. Join us every Wednesday night with real people, real stories, and real changes as we hear the truth about gangs, drugs, violence, abuse, and other life issues. We have a great show tonight as we discuss injustice in the system. You know, thousands of innocent men have been unjustly incarcerated. Recent events have proven that our criminal system is broken. Scientific DNA, physical evidence, and confessions have all led to thousands of men and women who are falsely accused or wrongly convicted get exonerated from these accusations. Not enough is being done to prevent this. Unjust incarceration lead to excessive prison populations, exploding taxes to keep each innocent man imprisoned, deprivation of core constitutional rights, less wages pumped up into our struggling economy, and children without fathers and mothers. The practice of American justice must stop. Tonight we're hoping to have several guests call in, but as you know, injustice can happen to any of us at any time. So with that being said, let me welcome my co-host Boyd to the show.
I would like to just say thank everybody for tuning to the radio show every Wednesday night and supporting us and helping us spread the message out there as well. Tonight, like the message said, we're going to be talking about injustice around the world, and we're going to be talking about people who sent me and my message letter from prison, and we'll be talking a little bit about Linda Dalhoff from Maine, and a young man named Lonzi out of Michigan prison, and also a young lady reached out to us about her husband, wrongly convicted, named Curtis Schiller. So we'll be speaking on them three tonight, and if you have anybody in your family or someone you might know that's had an injustice case going on, feel free to tune in tonight, and let's make awareness of that issue. Tonight, the first case we'll be talking about is a young man named Lonzi, and his case happened back in 1984 in Michigan, and some people was robbed and gagged and things like that in that area, and the young man had got wrongly convicted because evidence has hid in his case, and evidence is starting to come out, and we're asking people that know anything about that case from back then in Michigan or moved out of Michigan now, please, you know, share some light on that case right there for the young man. And any more information you would like on Lonzi is on our movement page, www.thestreetsonicback.ning.com. And also, we'll be speaking on a young lady named Linda Dalhoff from Maine, who we feel was wrongly convicted in a case towards her ex-husband, 5'2", he's 6'7", and, you know, she posed dead and then beat him with a bat half to death, you know, and shot her own self in the stomach, you know what I mean? Where they do that at, you know? So we need to start looking more at the evidence and more at investigating these cases than always looking at the closest person to you, you know. It's a lot of times people do wrong, but at the same time, you must fully investigate these cases where you won't be putting the wrong person behind bars. So with that being said and done, we'll let the missus say a few words, and then I'll jump back in and finish explaining a few more pointers about another injustice case, Ms. Helen Moore.
Okay. Well, you know, I was trying to figure out how this man could be in prison for 28 years, you know, if he didn't do anything wrong. Hopefully some of his people will get on the phone tonight and be able to explain a little bit about that. And this other young gentleman, Curtis Schuler, you're seeing that everywhere up on Facebook today. And apparently he was acquitted of his crimes. He was 16 years old, so he was still a teenager when he was convicted on a first-degree murder charge, I guess. But the sworn-in jury at that time acquitted him, and they never found him guilty, obviously, if they acquitted him. But he's still in prison after, I believe, it's about 15 years. So hopefully his wife, Melissa, who also has a petition to free him, she has that on www.change.org. So if you want to find out more about Curtis Schuler Jr. and sign that petition to get him out of jail, you know, that would be awesome if you could do that. He has a life sentence without the benefit of parole. And, I mean, if he was acquitted, how is he still in prison? I just don't understand. You know, our justice system somehow mixed up and backwards and wrong. You know, I just can't explain it. But hopefully she'll call in tonight. We're hoping to hear from her and, you know, see what's going on with that. And, you know, like I said, it could happen to any of us at any time. You know, people, especially back in the days before they had the DNA and different things like that, a lot of people were put in prison and convicted, and they were innocent. Because they didn't have the evidence not to disprove or to prove, I guess. But nowadays, if they were to reopen a lot of those cases, they could hopefully find the DNA and different evidence to prove that they're innocent and get them out. I don't know, Boyd, what do you think?
All right. Everything you're saying is on point. And we have another guest we want to involve with this conversation. And the last four digits is 4584.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Yes, my name is Tommy Kenneth Boo, and I'm calling about my son being incarcerated since 1992 for a crime that he did not commit. The evidence was on snow and chronological reports and stuff saying that the state trooper said that snow was on a beer can and a partial fingerprint was found. The fingerprint was never produced, and there was no. The report said that there was no snow at this time, but this happened in 1992, and my son is still in jail for that crime.
I remember hearing about that. What's your son's name?
Lonzy McCordle.
Oh, okay. No wonder I heard about it.
Mr. Lonzy. Right,
yeah.
Mr. Lonzy.
I was like,
okay.
Yeah, that one sounds familiar.
Yeah,
we're glad that you called in. And, you know, we have been corresponding with Mr. Lonzy as well. So we're definitely glad that, you know, you was able to call in and we start getting this message out there. So what I would like to ask you to tell the people, how did all this ingest first start off with them lying? At first, you know, I'm going to just put that out there, you know what I mean? Them lying and hiding evidence in Mr. Lonzy's case what kicked off the first ingest. And can you just explain how all this first took place?
Well, it was two elderly people living in Lansing, Michigan, and Lonzy is from Detroit. They claim that he and four other guys entered into their home and held them hostage against their will. And they, by the way, they did not find any other persons other than Lonzy who was involved in the crime. I, in turn, hired a lawyer, and he missed a couple of times going to court. My daughter was going to court regularly at the time. I had just got a new job with the automobile plant. And they said that the guys entered the house. The husband was supposed to be in the bedroom. But the court that I attended, during the time, this one officer, he pointed to my son in the courtroom and said, are you sure that this is not the guy that held you hostage and came into your home? And I'm looking, I'm saying, now, why is he pointing to him? Why didn't he let him identify him? The lady, who was an elderly lady, said that he was not the person that came into the room or into the house. But the policeman was insisting that he was the one. Now, in the meantime, they claim they found a beer can and 3 inches of snow that had his partial fingerprint in it. They did not produce the evidence. I was sitting right there. No can was shown. They said that they had it had been there so long. The trial didn't begin until 5 years after this had supposed to be taking place. But in the meantime, we have been going from day to day. My son, after the lawyer didn't do any good, he has been taking a case as far as the Supreme Court. But at the last time, I remember he wrote me a letter saying that they told him that it was past due, so it was nothing that they can do about it. He should have presented the evidence earlier so he could prove that he didn't do it.
So why if they couldn't prove that evidence, how can they keep him? So
that's what I'm saying.
Throw it back to them, you know?
Yes, that's what we were saying. But anyway, the report with the 3 inches of snow, my brother and some other persons went and got the report from the chronological newspaper data and weather data, and there was no snow. So I don't know how they found three. It was one trooper that said that I don't know if I should call names or not. But anyway,
you can just say it. You don't have to call names, Ms. Lonnie. You can just say the evidence, and you know, just to keep your thing on the flow. And you know, we're gonna continue fighting with you on this case with Lonnie. You know.
Okay. You know, after reviewing the trial transcripts, it was clear that some of the trial testimony was given after referring to the police report. And the one policeman that was so adamant about making sure that Lonzy was proven guilty, my son contacted him, even asking him to tell the truth. But one of the investigators that he has been in touch with knew the policeman, so he can't testify about it. Now, this has happened lately. The crime happened in 1992. My son has been in jail all that time. No murder, no rape, no beating, nothing. Oh, I'm like, how can you keep somebody in jail that long on a crime where you know that it was lying, because the chronological report from the newspaper and everything had pictures from the house and everything, no snow. I'm like, that's the evidence that they put him in jail on.
What do they have him in prison for? What did they convict him of?
Well, kidnap. That's what they said. He kidnapped and held the people hostage in the house.
Okay.
Now, they gave him amount of time for that particular reason.
So how much time they end up giving Lonzy?
So far, he's been in since 92. And he had a life sentence.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
They give him a life sentence on something that they couldn't even really prove?
They couldn't really prove. And a partial fingerprint on a Miller beer can. One officer said it was a Miller can, which is the same kind of can. And the other one said, no, it was a Miller Lite. But the old man said that he didn't know for sure. And when they kept punting to him, he said, well, yeah, that's him. But the lady, his wife, said, no, that is not him.
Is these people still living?
I do not know if they are living or not, because we haven't had any contact, but these people were supposedly very rich and had something to do with some donations given out in Lansing in different places, the different schools and stuff.
Wow.
And these people just set up and railroaded Lonzy, and nothing ever was spoke about it, nothing was ever said about it, you know?
No, and so now, after all of this, my son has been having stomach cramps and everything else in jail, and the doctors ignored it, and they said he had a hernia. Here, about 3 weeks ago, he has to have a bone marrow transplant, they believe, because something else is wrong with him other than the stomach ache. So they're not taking care of the prisoner, even though he is in prison. You could give people medical attention in the prison.
Right,
everything
right.
Everything is going on wrong.
Wow.
So, what would you like to make people aware of out here with this case? I mean, you know, you right here on the air to let the world know what the injustice going on. What would you
that
like
crimes
to make
are being people are being held responsible for crimes that they did not do. Evidence that has been proven that didn't happen. Lies are being told on innocent people. For that matter, any people, why would you get life sentences for something that you didn't do any detrimental to their health or beat them up or kill them or rape them or anything? People have that I know that have been in jail for killing 3 or 4 kids, burying people, cutting them up, and out of jail. And my son's still
exactly.
in jail.
Exactly.
And everybody says, when is Lonzy going to get out of jail? He didn't do nothing. Even if he did that crime, why would he be in jail this long?
And so Lonzy's been locked up with this case for 28 years. Is that
yes,
correct?
Yes. And,
wow.
And when you look it up on the Internet, it's like it's 5 or 6 different cases that he had, and this is he went to jail for that one case all this time.
Wow. And it's just the one incident that they lied about and put him out there on the spotlight.
Yes.
Right,
did he have
right.
any prior records of anything?
Yes, he did, but still in a car.
Okay.
No murder. Oh. Like I said, no rapes, no nothing.
Right. Now, they're saying that 4 men entered the house and held them
hostage.
Did they have knives, guns?
They didn't produce any evidence of any guns. I don't know about knives because I didn't hear them say. They only asked about guns.
So 4 men went into the home. Did they just demand money? Do you know what they were asking for?
They wasn't.
Robbery,
they said that they had some items missing from the home. That's
okay.
all they said, items.
So the people were not hurt. The 4 men left, and then police were called. Is that what happened?
Now how they left, I don't know. They lied so many times until when it all was over with. It was like, no, that is not the person. Yes, that is the person. But
well,
no one else went to jail for the crime but Lonzy. No one.
Wow.
And there was other people.
How was it that they found Lonzy and decided to pin it on him? Where was he at?
Because that's during the time that he was in the jail but still in the car. And they said that they got the fingerprint from him off the partial fingerprint off of the beer can, and it matched the fingerprints from him in jail.
Well, people
and
drink beer and throw cans out the window all the time, you know.
Well, they claim this beer can, see, that's what's so tricky about it, was in 3 inches of snow outside of the window that they found.
That's
and
what they're saying.
And they did never... They didn't. If they had a beer can, they never brought it to court. And when I asked one of the people about it, I said, "Well, where's the beer can?" They told me they didn't have to keep the evidence that long.
Oh man, people that kept evidence for 40 years.
That's,
you know
what
I mean? Why would they
evidence.
Lie? Why would they lie like that? You know what I mean? That was a straight
yes.
up lie.
Yes,
I just want to. Yeah, I want to iterate on that too. That's just like a young man who just got out after doing 17 years, were only convicted because the prosecutor withheld evidence.
What happened in his case. The evidence was withheld, and since he's been going to my son has been taking law since he's been in jail. He's presented case after case after case. We have transcripts from it, and each time it's something shaky going on because they keep saying that you should have presented this evidence before now. It doesn't make any difference when you present the evidence. If you didn't do something, it should
You didn't do it. Bottom line. That's like a man taking the DNA, and the DNA ain't no match, and you still saying it's him. You know what I mean? That's what they're doing in this young man's case, and we definitely want to get that message out there to the world. It could happen to your child. It could happen to your brother, your sister. And this tonight, we are talking about injustice cases tonight, and we want to thank Mr. Lonzie's mother for coming on and tuning in tonight. And once again, I would like to give a big shout out to Streets Don't Love You Back member Billy Wilson. And Billy is the young man who told Mr. Lonzie about me and my wife's movement. And when he reached out to me, I immediately told my missus about him, and we immediately started sending him information about the radio show and our newsletter, and letting him know definitely wouldn't hesitate to put his information out here for the world can understand that wrongfully and injustice just don't happen in the ghetto. It happened all the way around the world. To the top of the mountaintop, to the bottom of the hood. That's where it happened at, all over the world. So it can happen to you. So we're asking everybody to listen to this broadcast tonight. And if you have someone in your family that has been injustice or going through something right now, please tune in and let's start being a loud voice. Back to my missus.
Yeah.
Thank
How
you.
Old was Lonzie when this happened to him?
18.
18. And what is your name?
Tommy Kennebrew.
Tommy?
Tommy, T-O-M-M-I-E.
Okay. Yeah, we thank you for coming on tonight and sharing this. How can, if there's anybody that wants to get involved or help you fight this case, is there a website or somehow that people could get in touch with you or find out more about the case?
There's not a website, but they can get in touch with me through my phone number if they would like.
Okay. Do you want to give that phone number out, or do you have an email that's better? Or
you know what? I think it would probably be best to give my email address.
I think so.
Out.
That way you don't have a lot of people calling.
I don't have a lot of
right.
these phone calls.
And one thing also I want to iterate on right quick, too. Me and my wife also put together a free Lonzie web page group on our movement page, so you can also go to the streetsdontloveyouback.ning.com, and you'll see a group we put together for free Lonzie on there, and you can also leave any information for his family to get in touch or what have you, and we'll make sure we will put Lonzie's mother's email in the group, and you'll be able to contact. So anybody that got any information from this crime back in 92, right, Ms. Lonzie?
Yes.
Please come forward.
Email Tommy. Give us your email.
It's plain old green and red truck at AT&T.net.
Green and red truck?
Green and red truck together at AT&T.net. That's GREENANDREDTRUCK at ATT.NET.
Okay. Green and red truck at ATT.NET.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
We'll include that on our website, on our information. And we're going to put this information in our newsletter as well for our July newsletter, so we'll add that to the story.
And
so
you said
what,
You said you're going to do a free Lonzy letter.
We're going to include an article
in
our newsletter.
Okay.
Yeah, but we already have a group site on our movement page for Lonzy, and people can log on once again to our website, streetsdontloveyouback.ning.com, and you can see Lonzy's group on there. You'll see Lonzy's address on there at the Lakeland Correctional Facility. We ask you to reach out to Lonzy, and you know, if you have any information that can shed light on this case, please don't hesitate to reach out to him as well and reach out to his mother and his family. And once again, we will definitely have the email added into Lonzy's group.
Okay. That's very good.
So what's the next step, Tommy? What are you planning? I mean, do you have another court date or what's going on?
No, he's exhausted all of his court dates, so they say. He took it all the way to the Supreme Court, but they didn't take it with any evidence or any thing that would do him any good. Each time they took their time by answering him back, they let his letters and everything, the money, everything, almost expire before they pay any attention to it, and we were so persistent and sending him money so that he could do it, they started letting the money be late getting to him. So what we did, we started sending it, having it signed for so that they could get it right out. And soon after that, that's when they changed the system in putting money out, because other people testified to the fact that they were sending money, but they were getting it late. So they couldn't handle the business. So a lot of other things are going on that people need to be aware of, such as the medical attention and stuff like that, too. When you send somebody money to take care of, now this was some of the money that we had sent him to take care and file all his papers. He was late getting some of his papers in because they didn't even send the money to him at the time, didn't get it. We had to complain about that, too.
Well, so they're withholding money for a period of time before the inmates are even getting their money that's theirs.
I beg your pardon?
I said, so they're withholding or keeping back monies for a period of time before the inmates even get it.
Yes. Yes.
That's not right.
And that's been that's not only happening to Lonzy, that's happened to other guys that I know were in prison, because they came forward and told them since they've been out of jail, in particular, a couple of guys have went against it. They did that time and gone. As a matter of fact, one of them murdered a guy and is out. And he was like,
wow.
When is Lonzy getting out? I'm like, look like they want to keep him in forever. They say, well, that's not fair. People 92 and 93 years old been knowing my son that long, ever since he's been in there. They said, now they railroaded him. Everybody is saying it. Preachers, deacons, street people, lay people, everybody.
Right.
Right. So what we got to do with that, we have, you know, when you get time, you make sure you let everybody know, all the Lonzy supporters, go to our website and join Lonzy's group on there, where they can start putting information in the group as well and joining our movement page, for we can constantly keep this message going throughout the world, throughout the internet, global as well as through the streets, you know, and through our radio show and TV shows as well.
Okay.
Right. It's just amazing because, you know, he's innocent, but like you said, even if he had been a part of that before, the couple weren't harmed. They were
robbed. The crime don't fit the time, as they say.
Exactly. And we got drug dealers doing more time than murderers. You know,
that's
kidnappers,
what I know.
And robbers doing more time than murderers. Murderers are getting 10, 15, and they're out. So, yeah, there's a lot of things in our justice system that just don't make sense, and the crimes don't fit the time on a lot of it.
Yeah, that's the bottom line.
Well, I'm glad they have you guys there to put this out there so that it won't be unnoticed. At least the world will know that these things are happening. Our law system is just screwed up.
Well, I want you to know, too, that Rob did send Lonzi's paperwork to President Obama, and he sent us a letter back saying thank you for the information. So we are trying to help and make a difference. And like I said, Rob reaches out to the White House every month with our newsletters, along with sending paperwork for injustice cases to President Obama and Vice President Biden. So Rob's on it.
Yeah, so I promised Lonzi I was going to put my best foot forward. And, you know, me and my wife have been familiarized with the White House ever since they've been in office. They have both copies of my book, and they also receive our newsletter every month, and they correspond with us frequently. So I did send that information out, and they did write me back and tell me thank you for the information. So Lonzi's name is definitely in the White House, and we're definitely going to keep pushing anywhere we got people at in hot places to make the ingest visible and aware.
Well, thank you for your support. Thank you so
Without a doubt. Yeah, I have to always thank my man, Billy Wilson, again. Like I said, which Billy's been a member of ours for the last couple of years, and no matter what prison Billy go to in Michigan, we got somebody always writing us, joining the movement and the newsletter list. So we got to give Billy the big ups again for bringing Alonzi's case to our attention.
Well, my shout out definitely goes to him and you and your wife also. So I'm happy that we have someone like you standing up for the people in the community.
Oh, yeah, and we're going to continue doing that. And I'm just grateful that when I wrote Lonzi and told him to tell the family that we will be having an ingest program today, I'm so thrilled that we get online and his mother is online. So we were just thrilled right here today that, you know, Ms. Lonzi has jumped online and is making the world aware of her son's ingest as well. You know, so we thank God for the loud voice with this.
Thank you. And I'm going.
I'm going to tell
everybody I know about you guys, so that they will know that there are people like you out there trying to make a difference.
We appreciate that, and definitely. Go ahead, sweetie.
I was going to say, Miss Tommy, tell us how, as a mother, you get through something like this, and do you have any support groups or anybody that you talk with, and is there anything out there for other mothers?
No, this is the only support that we've been coming through, because we've been busy going from court to court supporting my son. As a matter of fact, my son has been the reason for other people getting out of jail. And one policeman told me, he said, "Your son don't have any business being in jail. He knows just as much law as I do." My son has taken every trade, and my thing to people out there, take up a trade. Maybe you won't be in jail as long as my son. They even stopped my son from taking trades because they said that he was exhausting the funds. He took up everything to take. Stop him.
What do they expect him to do if they're going to keep him in there?
They don't expect for him to live, I guess, the way they're treating him. I mean, they told him he actually could not take up anything else.
But now he's working the law. A life sentence that he can't get educated.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's wrong. That's absolutely wrong.
Yeah. Well
you know,
once again, go ahead, sweetie.
I was just going to say that and the health care issues, you know, and he's not an old man. He's still a young man. So, you know, for the older men and women that are incarcerated, you know, are they getting correct medical attention? And with most of the inmates coming, you know, getting to be older in age, you know, how is the prison system going to be able to take care of all these elderly people and sick people?
Yes,
and what are they going to do? Are they going to then turn around and just let them out with no money, no funds, no house, no care, nothing?
That way it looks. It looks like they don't care. And then they want people to not come back to jail once they get out. Well, you're not
exactly
giving them in the room to stay out because you're not letting them do anything to stay out.
Right.
I'm not saying that it's right for you to commit a crime, but if you don't have anything else, what are you going to do? You've been in jail all this time. When you get out, you don't know how to do anything. The world has
right.
moved on.
Right. That's right. It's supposed to be a place of rehabilitation, you know, and you're there to get punished for your crime, for the ones that did commit the crimes. Like we said, we know there's a lot there that are innocent, but, you know, you should be able to be rehabilitated and educated so that when you come out, you can make different decisions, have somewhere to go, have something to do, have some education
exactly.
and some skills. Right. Yeah, I can't believe
right.
they're withholding him from even getting a trade or learning a skill.
Well, he's been in there long enough to know that he needs to do something to keep his sanity, if nothing else. Not just
right.
for the education. You long as you've been in jail, everybody's saying, why is it they're keeping him like that? People that
right.
knew him
yeah.
before he went to jail were saying, oh, no, something is wrong with that.
Right.
So my thing is I'm going to be prayerful and pray that this will not happen to anyone else's child because I am a believer. I got to put that out there. That's the only thing that's been keeping me and my child and him calling for the few times that he calls every week. He called me every week, and I'm saying to myself, what else can he do? And then the phone calls is another thing they need to complain about because as soon as your child gets talking to you, you are calling directly to a facility, a prison facility. If you don't want the call to prevent it, push this number. Now you talking to them, they breaking into the conversation. So you really didn't get a chance to have a good talk with them because they breaking into the conversation with that junk. If you know
exactly.
that he's in prison, so why you
exactly.
keep on saying where you calling from?
Right. Exactly. Now, can he call collect to you?
Yes. He calls collect every
so
week.
Obviously the person he's calling is going to either accept it or not. So if you're talking, yeah, they shouldn't be interrupting it and wasting the few minutes that you do have.
They send me a bill every month from the telephone company directly from the prison, the facility, and that's what they're saying, from a facility. If you do not want to talk to this person, dial this, dial that number. If you want to talk to them, dial zero. Every
and it's expensive,
time.
Isn't it? It's very expensive. That's
oh,
just
yeah.
another
oh, yeah.
another.
You have to pay. They got they got him calling from out of Texas, and he's in Michigan. So.
Wow.
That's where the phone number is coming from.
So
but
it's going
okay.
through another. It's going through another big company that's making money off the prison.
Yes. Well,
so how long
right.
did, when he calls you, how long can he talk to you?
3 minutes.
3 minutes?
3 minutes.
At a time?
And they will hang up in your face whether you're talking or not.
And what
then,
is it costing for 3 minutes?
It only costs like $3.95. Now, it was five something.
That's still expensive, $1
yeah,
a minute.
Yeah, expensive because you have to call back. Like, for instance, when he was telling me about the situation because you send me chronological reports and everything else, he have to call back to finish the conversation because
right.
they cut you off in the middle of the conversation when they just should just charge you for the phone call and let it
let
go.
Let you talk and then charge you whatever you talk.
That right. Well, they got their own way and their own rules, so we just deal with it.
Well, my suggestion may be that you can tell Lonzy to maybe write a book about his experiences.
Well, that's
and
what he's in
what,
the process of doing. He's been
oh,
told
that's
me,
good.
He told me day before yesterday that he was writing a book. This is
good.
The first time since he's been in there that he decided to write a book.
That's
and he
good.
Said
I
he
mean,
fell on his way.
Maybe
with.
That will keep his time preoccupied a little bit, you know, by doing that.
That's
and not just
doing.
That, preoccupying his time, he will be able to really let these young brothers and sisters know out here, you know, you can get convicted of an unjust case and spend the rest of your life in a place, and it only take you 1 second for them to hit the hammer and say life or 20 or 30 years.
That's
and
right.
And it takes you a lifetime to get out the gate.
That's
Yolanda
right.
Yolanda got a most powerful story. It's not the only right, but just to make other young kids aware that you can't be out here in the wrong places at the wrong time, and you can't be out here tripping, because these folks, they hold the key to every penitentiary in America and outside of America. You know what I mean?
And on a most higher light, there was a young man that went to jail for murder, and he came out, and he was telling his niece, he said, you know, he said, I just want to say this. I'm going to help Lonzie as much as I can, because he said, he called the child's name, and he said, you couldn't talk to Lonzie because his level of communication is way beyond what other people would realize. He is well-educated. And I felt so good when he said that, and she told me about it. She said, his vocabulary is expanded beyond other means. You got to be with him and look in his face and see that it's him.
Amen.
So people do change. If you want to change, you can change whether you're in jail or not. Don't let anyone, that's my positive reaction from it, don't let anyone make you bow down and be as low as they are. Because you lied on me, I'm not going to lie on you. But I have to rely on the person who is in charge of our lives, which is God. But the thing is, my son knows the Bible and everything else. And he has, you know, they said, bring up a child in the way you have him, and he will not depart from it. So a lot of things that he is doing, helping other people in jail, you have no idea of what he is doing. He is helping a lot of young men in jail, three that I know he helped, because they tell me every day.
Amen.
Well, have him pass on our information and address so that those people can get in touch with us and stay connected.
Okay, and I will let him know that I did talk to you, because he was so worried. Ma, are you going to call him? Yes. My daughter was supposed to call, but at first, I'm just going to tell you, I thought it was a hoax until I dialed, I put in the email address, and then I found out that it was real. So I was told that we could call at 8:30, and they told us we had 2 hours and 59 minutes. And I decided I'm going to call if it takes all night.
Amen. And praise God for that, you know. What we're going to do now, you know, Sister Tony, we want you to go in prayer for your son Lonzie tonight out here on the Worldwide Radio Show.
Every day.
And we just want to... you to let the people know how good the Creator is. You know me, so I want you to go down in prayer right now on the radio. Start alive.
Dear kind and gracious Father, we want to thank you for these people. We want to thank you most of all for you, God, because we know that without a doubt, if it wasn't for you, we wouldn't even be able to breathe your air. Father, we just thank you for touching my son right now and all the other inmates who are guilty or not guilty. Father, you know how they are, you know who they are and why they are in the jail. You know who is innocent, you know who is not innocent. But, Father, you said your first word was love. Your first divine thing is love. Father, we pass out all the love across all the radio through all the waves of the air, whether it's in the south, in the east, the north, or the west. Father, we just thank you for your intervention in this case and other cases, because I'm sure there's more people out there who are innocent, and everybody that's going to jail or in jail is not guilty. Father, we know that from the cases that have been put out there and the thoughts that have went out in people's minds. Father, we know that people are evil and they are dirty and they are low down and they're not right. But, Father, we know that you can straighten everything out. Father, we know that you can handle this business in a special way. We put lines and all the other inmates in your hand, Father. And, Father, bless the people who are out there making a difference. Bless the people on this radio station. Bless the people who are out there, and words are going out across the airwaves. And, Father, most of all, thank you for holding and letting us hold on. Father, we give you the praises and the glory. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes, we definitely, give a big shout-out to Mr. Lonzie's family. And like his mother said, he was so worried and pushing that message. Like, you got to call that radio show. You know what I mean? You got to call in. So Mr. Lonzi was definitely persistent about that, and persistence, where I come from, always pays off. You know, if
yes.
you give up in another stuff.
Definitely.
So,
and Ms.
Yeah.
Tommy, please get on our website and join as a member, and you'll be able to keep up with us, and we will definitely put up, you know, everything, all the information that we get about Lonzi on our website, on his group, and in our blogs, and you know, we'll just let us know whatever we can do to help you to get this message out.
Yes, I will. I see. I got the information because he sent me the page. Where,
oh, amen.
Yeah. So I will be getting in touch, and I'm going to tell my kids who are grown, the rest of them, to get in with this and do whatever we can to support your system. And I'm happy to be able to talk to you and agree with you and know that something is going to happen. Something
Amen.
Is going to
happen. Happen.
Yes.
Yes, indeed. You know, everything happened for a reason. Like I say, once again, I had to keep putting it out there in the air. We definitely got to thank our Streets and Love You Back member, Billy Wilson. Like I say, Billy has been knowing me for years and years, and I got back in touch with Billy about a year ago, and he was in prison with my brother. I had three brothers doing life in the Michigan prison as well, and you know, my little brother didn't know I knew Billy, but when we got to kicking it, you know, Billy used to work at Funky Broadway downtown where we used to go shopping when we was young
okay,
back in the day.
Yeah.
So that was my man, Billy. So, yeah, we thank Billy for show, for directing Lonzi to us, and we thank Lonzi for directing his mother and his family to us. And we just going to get this ball rolling and getting his name out there, his information out there, and we going to just bring it to light. And I guarantee you, whatever you bring to light, it got to be exposed.
That's right. What's done in the dark
and,
will come to the light.
Right. So we want to also thank President Obama, and we want to thank the First Lady. Like I said, because they reached back out and let me know that they did receive that information about Lonzi's case. And we want to just thank them for staying in contact with me and my missus all the time. And you know, nobody's perfect, but we're asking them to keep up the great work that they have done since they've been in office, and just stay focused and know that God is always able.
All right, now.
That's right. And I will also email you the link to this radio show so that you can play it back and listen to it, and you can have your family listen to it as well.
Oh, I will. I will. One of my daughters who appeared in court for every court section, she needs to talk to you, but she's going to have to do it through email because her job is kind of pressing right now. But anyway, she has all the information, and she deals with a lot of helping of different people for different things. So I will be promoting your radio show, and
right.
I will
and
let everyone know that I come in contact with who you are and what the show is about. So you guys keep on doing what you're doing, and I will be getting in contact with you again. Have a blessed
okay.
day.
Okay, and just you'll have my email so that she can get in touch with us through that email as well.
Okay.
When you do, and we look forward to hearing from you and your family, and we look forward to getting Lonzi's letters as well. You know, he sends us his information and stuff. So we just, thank you so much for coming on the air tonight and, just let us know how we can help you. And we're definitely here.
I appreciate that. Thank you. And have a
Thank
blessed day.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Thank you. And we are going to take a quick break here for a minute, and we're going to play a song while we do this. Break. We're going to just play a quick song here called Guide and Protect Us, and then we will be right back on the air. Stay tuned.
Guide and protect us, Lord. Give us your grace and your strength and your mercy, swinging the two-edged sword. I'm fighting for justice so nothing can hurt me, even when I pass away. My legacy lives on through my seed and my working, every little thing I pray. Give thanks to your grace and your strength and your mercy, your mercy. The first one I call every day when I wake and pray, yeah. The one who is there when no one has a care, I say, Lord, you strengthen my soul when my mind wants to go astray, yeah. And lift me up high when I fall and my ground gives way, Lord. How precious your love and your grace and your counting days, Lord. Now I shall repent, yeah. With all of my strength I will find place in iron fist, Lord. The freedoms of hate and the seed today don't exist. Guide and protect us, Lord. Give us your grace and your strength and your mercy, swinging the two-edged sword. I'm fighting for justice so nothing can hurt me, even when I pass away. My legacy lives on through my seed and my working, every little thing I pray. Give thanks to your grace and your strength and your mercy, your mercy. With enemies close all around, I will call your name, yeah. And slaughter the weak, you quickly, with no thought or shame, Lord. For my heart is firm in your hands, so I'm no disgrace, no. I'll hail up your name every day with a smiling face, boy. I never can give enough praise to your tenderness, Lord. To be in your infinite grace is my happiness, yeah. No matter the time or the place, you're omnipotent, Lord. You show me the light and the dark, so I shall repent. Guide and protect us, Lord. Give us your grace and your strength and your mercy, swinging the two-edged sword. I'm fighting for justice so nothing can hurt me, even when I pass away. My legacy lives on through my seed and my working, every little thing I pray. Give thanks to your grace and your strength and your mercy, your mercy.
Yeah, we tried the long rocky road.
The
Buffalo soldier fights the power freedom war. The last step on the throne, the conquering disciples from your congregation. Yeah,
yeah.
Collect the security, be build a better nation, time besides the unity. Say nothing and fight, nothing and war, but brotherly love can destroy oppression. If we come together, we can conquer all our foes. Live victory eternally. But if we keep on murdering, see so much petty things, we're crumbling our destiny. But we were meant to rule upon the earth and multiply creativity and love, so I will always strive to show love and respect until I die. And so I will humble and pray. Guide and protect us, Lord. Give us your grace and your strength and your mercy, swinging the two-edged sword. I'm fighting for justice so nothing can hurt me, even when I pass away. My legacy lives on through my seed and my working, every little thing I pray. Give thanks to your grace and your strength and your mercy, your mercy.
Welcome back to the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show. Are you with us, boys?
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely ready.
Wow, that was a great call-in with Miss Tommy, Alonzi's mom. You know, it's amazing that some of the things that our justice system is getting away with.
Definitely. You know, we definitely I wasn't. He wrote me and told me. And Lonzi's definitely on top of things, and he's definitely persistent as well. And we like a person that's persistent. Like I say, once again, get there, you know. And we're going to be also giving you Lonzi's.
Are you there? I think you're breaking up. Boyd, are you there? No, nope, we dropped him. We'll be right back on. You know, but like we were saying earlier, you know, injustice can happen to anyone at any time. You know, all you have to do is be in the wrong place at the wrong time. Somebody, you know, just say you did something to set you up. You know, we know that there's so many different injustices and things that go on. So, you know, be aware of your surroundings, be aware of the things that are going on, and, you know, make sure that you're not hanging around the wrong people so you don't get caught up in these cases that could get you unjustly put in the system. Are you back, boys?
Yeah, I'm definitely back, you know.
I think, yeah. You were about to give out Lonzi's address or something, I believe.
Yeah, I'm getting that together right now. But we're going to, before I give out that address, we're going to touch upon the Linda Dahlhoff case just a little bit right here before we get off the air. That case, like I said, started in Maine, in there, and she was wrongly convicted of beating her husband with a bat. But, you know, how do a 5'2 lady and a 6'2, 6'3 man, how that go down, whether he sleep or woke? That, yeah, I just can't see that one, and then you shooting your own self in the stomach. I just can't see that one, just to try to get away with something. You know, you could have... You know, that's telling an individual that you could kill yourself while you're trying to get away with something. So they don't really try to investigate these cases. They really just try to look at the spouse or the person close to the home front, but not knowing, you know, you have to really investigate these cases and then stop being lazy out here and stop locking people up because you don't want to do your job, you know. And we just wanted to send a big shout out to Ms. Linda Dahlhoff over there in Maine, and keep our prayers up in the air for her as well as Lonzi and well as the other young man, Curtis Schiller. We was looking for his wife to call in and speak on him a little bit tonight, but she hasn't made it to the line yet. But we just want to say, you know, injustice can happen to anyone, so don't just think it's happening to them. It's happening all over the world, you know. So I'm going to pass the mic to my missus while I get Lonzi's information and Linda Dahlhoff's information to give out on the radio show tonight.
All right. I just want to say that Linda Dahlhoff, we have some information about her in our June newsletter, and you can read that on our website at www.streetsdon'tlovyoubackneen.com, or just Google us. Go to our website and look up on the newsletters and publications, and you can find her story in that. But I believe her case was a home invasion. She got shot in the stomach. Her husband got beat with a baseball bat. But anyway, it turned that they pinned this situation on her, and so she's in prison unjustly and has been fighting her case to get out. And I know Rob knows a little bit more about the case than I do, but we definitely have her information in our newsletter, so you can read up about it and maybe get involved in her case. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah, I just definitely want to just say, yeah, my missus is right. You know, I know a lot about a lot of these cases that I bring to her because I sit and I watch, you know, the ID channel and 48 hours and different things like that all day long sometimes. And because I be wanting to see where is the injustice at and where is this breakdown happening at when people write me and my wife and let us know that they're injustice going on. Turn a blind eye to, and I just would start Googling this stuff, reading about it more and more, and listening to what's happening. So, you know, I just came to the conclusion after I dissect the evidence and told Mr. I think we should do an ingest program on Lonzi and Ms. Dahlhoff tonight, and other people who's been ingesting, the young man, Curtis Schiller, who came to our attention through his wife. So we just want to say it can happen to your family members, so don't think it can happen to you. So stand up for this injustice around the world. And, you know, we just want to appreciate everybody who's been, and shout out to Billy Williams up there in Michigan for bringing Lonzi to his attention. And the mic to the missus, and I'm getting the addresses ready in 1 second.
Okay. Yeah, I just want to say, too, that, you know, we just we get a lot of our stories, too, also from different people that are incarcerated or from family members, because we do try to be a voice for those who can't speak in all different areas of life, not only those that are incarcerated, but those that are in, that are out here free and need to spread their message, you know, as far as anything to do with gangs, drugs, violence, and abuse. You know, the streets don't love you back, and that's what we stand for. You know, we're here to try to make a positive impact in the world, to fight injustice, to speak out against injustice, you know, whether it's in the home out here in, you know, where we live, in our neighborhoods, in our communities, you know, on the streets, in our judicial system. You know, it's just about speaking out, speaking the truth, speaking what is right, and using the power that we have, you know, with the media to be able to just bring the truth to the people, you know, and to allow people to speak up and to have this platform to tell their stories, you know, and that was just an important thing that we, you know, started as we started the Streets Don't Love You Back movement. Are you ready?
I'm trying to get Lonzi's together, you know, having a little difficulty on pulling the website up, but if my missus can go over to our movement page and go into Lonzi's group, Free Lonzi, and get his information, because we definitely got it on deck. Just having difficulty with this computer sometimes.
Here, let me see if I can try it, and I'll let you speak a couple words while.
You know, we want to just. Prisons. She said a platform to really tell your message and you know, let people be aware of what's going on. And if you don't know what's going on, how can you be of help? How can you be of service? You know, so we must be a loud voice for the unheard. And what our newsletter is about, that's what our movement platform is about, our radio show and TV shows, and we just aim to bring it to light. And that's the only way I know.
Okay.
And once again, thank the missus for always getting the newsletter out. And, you know, when she get it to me, I get it to where it needed to go. And it goes to 50 different prisons and to the White House every month. So we thank the White House for acknowledging us all the time, you know. So much shout out to Jill Biden. Much shout out to Vice President Biden. Much shout out to the First Lady, Michelle Obama, and President himself, Mr. Barack Obama. Thank you very much for writing us and keeping in touch with us. God bless you.
Okay, we have Mr. Lonzi McWhorter's address here, and his inmate number is 168742, and that's at the Lakeland Correctional Facility. 141 First Street, Coldwater, Michigan, 49036. And once again, you can get that information on our website. There's a group made for him, Free Lonzi McWhorter, after 28 years of injustice. And you can find that on our website at thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com. So, you know.
All right.
stand up and be supportive of Lonzi, and let's speak out and try to get him out of prison.
Right, and I got Miss Linda Dahlhoff's information as well right here, and her number is 115-547. Linda Dahlhoff, that's L-I-N-D-A, last name D-O-L-L-O-F-F, Maine Correctional Center, 17 Mallison Falls Road, and that's 17 M-A-L-L-I-S-O-N, Falls Road, Windham, W-I-N-D-H-A-M, dash M-E, Maine for short. Zip code 04062. Reach out to her and Lonzi and let them know that you are definitely there to support them for the injustice. Google them up and read more about these cases. And, you know, like I said, it could happen to your loved one as well. So get involved, and we ask you to free both of them, you know, free Lonzi and free Ms. Dahlhoff, and free my man, Mr. Chris Schelt as well.
Okay, we do have another caller on the line. Let's see who that is. Caller with the last four digits, 0666. You're on the air.
Yes, hi. I am Linda Zola's sister.
Awesome.
Oh, hey, great. How you doing, young lady?
Good. My name is Patricia Small calling, and I happened to be Googling some information, and I found the website with the people on it regarding my sister's case.
Wow.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Yes.
I just wanted to call to thank you very much for doing the work that you do.
Well, we appreciate that. And, you know, I reached out to Ms. Dahlhoff when I seen her story. And, you know, I'm very compassionate about injustice. And, like, I don't know if you heard about the other young man named Lonzi. Me and my wife also
no,
spoke
I haven't
about
heard.
Tonight.
Yeah. No, I haven't heard about that.
Yeah, that was a case that happened in Michigan back in 92. A young man was wrongly convicted and been in the system for 28 years now. So, you know, evidenced by the prosecutor and different things. So
uh-huh.
You know, that's why I said we must be this. And we were grateful to bring Ms. Dahlhoff's information up after we started corresponding with her. We also made her free Linda Dahlhoff page on our website, so we
Behind her. Yes, thank you so much for that, for everything you do. Really
you're very
appreciate
welcome.
That. You know, you never know if it would happen to your family. You know, it just doesn't seem like it would happen. But I mean,
yeah.
It happens to a lot of families. So
yes, ma'am.
And
I want to ask you a question, if I can. You know, can you tell the viewers on the radio show tonight, when the injustice happened to your sister, you know, how did that hit you and your family? You know what I mean? How did that affect you and your family when that injustice took place?
That is really, really hard because, you know, my sister is very kind and loving, and she's a yoga instructor, you know, and she's always been peaceful, a gentle person, you know, never, you know, kind soul. So, and but my parents, you know, live out of state, and that's what's very, very, you know, it's hard for a family.
Yeah. And, you know, it's just like so much takes place within families when this injustice happens like that. And, you know, like we were speaking on earlier, the prosecutor just wanted to convict somebody. They didn't want to go out and look
right.
for the person or individuals who actually did this, because what person is going to shoot themselves to get away with the crime? Come on
right.
now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's the thing. You know?
Yeah, and,
you know, so,
my sister's case is currently on appeal with the Maine Superior Court right now.
Yes,
Supreme
yes.
Court right now.
Yes.
So we're waiting to hear, you know, about that. So we're really praying about that. And my sister's very lucky because she has a lot of people, you know, that care and love her,
yeah.
You know, especially in that situation,
yeah.
You know, and that. And she's gotten many letters from people around the world.
Right.
You know, from Florida, she's about a man who was, you know, unjustly convicted of a crime in California. So she's got many letters from people around the United States, you know, just
right.
giving her encouragement, and that really helps a lot, you know.
Right, and you have to be supportive in these kind of situations. And
right.
I'm just grateful that, you know, I was able to reach out to your sister after I've seen her case, and I told my
mm-hmm.
wife, I say, this lady here is another injustice case, and I reached out to her, and she wrote
yeah.
back, and, you know, that's when we broke the peace and told her that we will definitely, you
mm-hmm.
know, start promoting her injustice on our movement page, and
yeah.
That's when we made her the Freelinda Delhoff page.
Right, and that's great, and like I said, I really appreciate that, because, you know, I mean, you need to spread the word around about people, you know, being, you know, convicted unjustly, you know, the people that, there's so many people that, you know, are innocent and they're, you know, sent to prison for years and years and years, you know, and
right,
it's
right.
really, it's really, you know, terrible, you know, people, you know, it affects, you know.
15 years, yeah.
Yeah.
That is
so
preposterous.
But,
so was there anything you would like to say to the fans out here on the radio show about your sister tonight?
My sister thanks everybody for all their support, all their letters, and for their support. It's greatly
Amen.
Appreciated. It's greatly appreciated. Yeah.
Amen. Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'll pass the mic over to my missus. She might have a question for you.
No, I don't. I just want to say thank you for calling in, and I'm glad that you saw our information. You know, just please pass it on and
okay.
let people know that they can join her group on our website and put their supportive comments and any information, any updates, you know, keep
mm-hmm.
us informed of what's going on and dates and things like that so we can keep her in our prayers as well.
Did you, how did you find out about her story? Through 2020 or?
I've seen it on the ID channel.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I'm the one who watched TV a lot, you know. And,
oh.
I sit back. Yeah, my wife tell me all the time. She said, you watch that channel all day long. But I watched that channel for a reason, and I watched that channel because I be wanting to know what's going on around the world. I be wanting to know, you know, everybody that's getting locked up ain't did nothing wrong. You know, you got people that's locked up that did do something wrong, but you
right.
got a lot of people that's locked up and haven't did nothing wrong. So
mm-hmm.
I'm looking for the injustice. I'm looking for why is this person being locked up? Why is this person being accused of this crime? So I go
mm-hmm.
all the way into that. And I just found out that people were innocent.
Right. Well, actually, my sister received a book from somebody that used to live in Maine, but from Vermont, and he's been very supportive,
yes.
and he writes to her weekly about the Innocent Project program based out of
yes.
New York. So it's, I can't think. The project... Innocent a group. It's a group of men like in New York City that go around to people that they think have been fairly, you know, wronged, and they're in the prison system, and they try and go back, get all the information to free these people. And actually, they freed quite a few people by doing this. And it's an amazing
God.
And they actually have innocent project programs throughout the United States. So that help go in,
right.
you know, and talk to people, you know, the prisoners and stuff like that, and actually help them, you know, to
right.
exonerate them, you know, that are
yeah.
Wrongly, you know, convicted. And they're innocent, you know. And after reading that book, I found I just couldn't believe the criminal justice system we have nowadays. It's terrible. It's just, I mean, I just couldn't believe. I was totally shocked after I read the book. So, but yeah,
right. they don't take time to get the right people. They just look at who's in the house. I don't want to really do my job, so I ain't gonna look no farther. I'm just gonna lock everybody up here in the house, and we're gonna close this case and go about our business. So that's what the justice system is about now, and it's been that way. It ain't just started; it's been that way. It's just coming out more because so many people are speaking out now about
right.
this injustice.
Well,
but it's been going on.
Well, in my sister's case, they basically, the prosecutor in the case basically didn't go, you know, by the evidence. She kind of put her own opinions and everything and, you know, and did it that way instead of following
right.
the evidence. Because they say, you know, any reasonable doubt, you should acquit, you know, and there was reasonable doubt in my sister's case, you know. So, but... But yeah, I believe she's innocent, and my family does, and I try and do whatever we can to, you know, to get her out and to, you know, prove that she's innocent. So,
amen.
You know, and she's very lucky. You know, some families, you know, wouldn't even, you know, they, you know, fall apart or go, you know, kind of go their separate ways, but. Linda's lucky. She has a family that cares and loves her, and she's got people and friends and like new people, and you know, going out there kind of spread the word to help her. So she has a lot of good people, you know, that really care about her. So because this hasn't been easy for anybody, you know, for the Dollar family, for our family, for my sister Linda, you know, it's just. You know, it's been a tough time. You know, it's tough.
Right.
You know, for
and
families.
It definitely helps to know that you have support and that you have someone that's on the outside fighting for you, because there's so many on the inside that don't have anybody, and
right.
the people that they do have are not supportive and can't, you know, can't afford it or just don't care enough to
right.
buy or do
anything. Yeah. I know, because at her sentencing hearing, I went up and spoke in front of the judge, and I know my dad said he was, like, so proud of me, and because I was nervous, you know, I'm the oldest in the family, so, but I was so glad I felt so great doing it, you know. I was a little nervous, but, you know, just, you know, writing down some words, you know, how my, you know, sister is kind and loving, and, you know, I, you know, believe she's innocent. And, you know, so it was the right thing for me to do.
Right.
So,
that's good.
You know, but, I mean, it was hard at the same time.
I'm sure.
Nervous. So, but I just want to call you people. I, you know, it's like almost 1 o'clock here in Maine, but I just was happening to browse on the web, and I come across your website, and I got to reading your mission statement and everything, and I just basically wanted to call you and just say thank you for everything you do. You know, from my sister, for, you know, about my sister's case and everybody else that needs help. I think it's just great.
It.
You know, and I just basically want to call and tell you that. And,
yes,
thank
you.
And Linda appreciates
you like
it too.
Yes, we appreciate it. You know.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you so much. You take care now.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
All right, you have a good evening now.
Thank you so much.
Have a nice one.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. All right, bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, and that definitely tops the show off right there. We had Mr. Lonzi's mother call in tonight, Miss Tommy, and we had Miss Linda Dahl family call in tonight. Her oldest sister called in. So that tops the show off tonight. We didn't hear from Mr. Curtis, a loved one, but I'm quite sure she's definitely with us in spirit right here on the line, because she's promoting her husband daily out there on the web to free an innocent man. So we're going to give a big shout out to all three people tonight. Once again, Mr. Lonzi, Ms. Dahl, and my man, Mr. Shalom. So we appreciate everything that everybody is doing to reach out and, you know, make awareness of all this injustice going on around the world. And we'd just like to thank everybody. And with that being said and done, I'll pass the mic to the missus.
Okay. And again, I just want to thank everyone for listening, for those listening online, for those who called in, and all those in the chat room. And we just like to thank all of our supporters each and every week. And thank you for helping us to be a success and to reach out. And we want you to tune in every Wednesday night. We're live on the air. And then all of our shows can be listened to archived 24/7. Next Wednesday night, we have a great show as well. We have Mr. Kevin Goley out of Compton. And he spent many years behind those bars that we're talking about tonight. Grew up in the judicial system with trouble and ended up in prison. I think he did 13 and a half years total. But he came out and he decided, you know, he couldn't get a job anywhere because of his degree, and he decided to write a book and write a book with true stories of things that happened in his life. And so his book is now turning into a movie, and he's going to come on next Wednesday night and share his story with us and how he's making a positive difference and decided to make that choice to make a positive change instead of coming out and doing the same old thing. So next Wednesday night, 8:30 Pacific time, 11 Eastern time, Mr. Kevin Goley, and his book and movie is called Just Like Compton. So please tune in for that. It'll be an exciting show. And any other announcements that you have for him? I'm good.
Just letting everybody know to continue, you know, support. And we thank you for that. And all who have not joined our website yet, please do at www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com. Also, those who have not got both of the books yet, log on and get the Streets Don't Love You Back book and the Never Hit a Woman book. And also, don't forget to stop by our online store where we have our sweatsuits, our hoodies, our thermals, our short sleeve shirts, and just see the variety of things we have and things that's coming. So we just thank everybody for their support.
All right, and we're going to go out tonight with one more song called In Need of a Change. Have a great week. Remember, the streets don't love you back, and we'll join you back here next Wednesday night.
Yeah. LD. You know, far too often, we look back in hindsight and wish, say, I wish I just had one more chance.
Won't let me forget that I done let down the rest of my years. But you can see the drive in my eyes and the hint of surprise, because I haven't searched for too big. And with my chance in the sky high, so the sunshine, life is on the line with no place to be. As I'm in need of a change, maybe from the inside out. Let these two up for to try to shut my mouth. I done seen a lot of things that I never talk about. If I could do it all again, I never let them in my house. I done made some mistakes, apologize and reconcile. I done changed all my ways from what I was as a child. Stood on my mama, great rain pour down from the clouds. Dropped to my knees and pray that I have a reason to smile. Was a young and looking hard,
running around in these streets. Chicks and girls thought I learned all the world had to teach. But one day I lied awake, realized I didn't know shit. And it hit me like a brick, wish I could do it all again. But I can't, and I ain't. Anyway, I read and rave, write my future like a book. As I turn another page, as the lights go down, I walk across the stage, rub the law full up. But more importantly, I pray that everything will be okay. And somehow I know it is. All I gotta do right now is get through this bullshit. Keep my chin to the sky, put my back against the wall. Fuck out, I will fight, fight, scratch and claw. And still stand tall in the belly of the beast. Be afraid of nothing in this world has got to be. Sometimes I feel slip if I forget my sleep. But that's why I hit my knees soon as I leave the sheet. No more waiting. Life is not a game. Sometimes you might not get a second chance. Life is too short. Cherish what you got. Don't be jealous of others. Do for your damn self.